I guess I never really thought of it as being that much different because I'm still doing them.
Right.
You know, I guess if you listen to the first record and the latest record, yeah, they are a bit different.
Since his debut as Iron and Wine in 2002, singer-songwriter Sam Beam's music has evolved further and further from his stripped-down, lo-fi beginnings. And with the latest album, Kiss Each Other Clean, Sam's continuing down that road. But as far as he's concerned, each new album is just another stop on the same journey. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Sam Beam got his start as Iron and Wine when a friend loaned him a 4-track recorder so he could put down some of the songs he'd been writing. Those recordings got Sam signed to Sub Pop. But instead of staying with what got him noticed, Sam Beam has explored bigger and more diverse sounds with each and every Iron and Wine album. The latest, Kiss Each Other Clean, is Iron and Wine's biggest sounding yet. But the flute, synths, saxophones, and smooth production on the album don't hide Sam's poetic lyrics and elegant melodies. They only enhance them. And Sam told me he likes to mix things up on his records for the listeners and for himself.
You just try to keep introducing, you know, new sounds. There's so many different, you know, sonic elements to play with out there. You know, I don't like the idea of doing the same thing twice. I don't really approach songwriting any differently. It's just when you go to make a record, you know, that's no fun to listen to the same record twice. So, you know, me as a listener, I push myself because I want to hear something new. I don't think they're it's not like a totally different type of music. It's just approached, you know, just, I don't know.
Halfway home in the hilltop trees, and all our footprints in the snow, and the evening glow, leaving. Low night noise in the winter time, I wake beside you on the floor, counting your breathing. Cause I can't see nothing in this apartment. Lay me down if I should.
Listening to as a kid musically, what was your sort of
I grew up in the late 70s, early 80s, so you know, Fleetwood Mac and Elton John and all this stuff was on the radio at a time when, you know, you were too young to think of musical genres or artist trajectories or, you know, whatever. It was just music. It was on the radio. My parents were also into 60s soul. They had a lot of Motown records, so that was around a lot. And, you know, I grew up in the Carolinas, so it's kind of hard to get away from country music. And then my friends and I listened to skate punk, and, you know, so it was everything. It's kind of a sonic potpourri.
Marianne, do you remember the tree by the river when we were 17? Dark canyon wall, the call and the answer, and the mare in the pasture, pitch black and bare in its teeth. I recall the sun in our faces, stuck and leaning on graces, being strangers to change. Radio and the bones we found frozen, all the thorns and the roses beneath your window pane.
That's Iron and Wine, live with Tree by the River and Half Moon. Today's Take 5 was produced by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.